Muse in the News with Gordo, brought to us by D&M Leasing and All Pro Foundation Repair.
Well, we know where Kennedy was shot in the head, right?
Or do we?
See, now you
don't get defeated. You got a long way to go here today. You're just getting started.
Well, after five decades, we finally know the spot where LBJ was actually sworn in. A lot of people weren't, we didn't have any photographs or anything like this that showed us where his plane was, and nobody had identified the actual spot, GPS-wise, on this globe where LBJ was when he became president of the greatest nation God's ever allowed to be on this earth.
So I always thought, just seeing that picture, mm-hmm. that famous picture, that it was in the air, but they were still on the ground.
They were still on the ground, yeah. Well, they finally figured it out. This guy who worked at Love Field, you know, this all started because they're about to redo Love Field. They're about to, I think, tear down the East Terminal and redo the whole thing. And so somebody got curious, you know, before we start really altering this thing, we ought to try to figure out where LBJ was, where that plane was when he took the oath of office. So I guess they got a hold of Gary Mack, who's the who runs the sixth floor museum and everything. And there was a guy, former FAA employee named Noel Cook, who on November 22nd, 1963, took his 35mm camera to work. And while he was in his office, and he had to stay in his office, and he couldn't join the crowd near the president's plane, he crawled out onto the roof of the terminal and took pictures of the presidential plane at both Kennedy's arrival in the morning and then Johnson's departure in the afternoon. Because after Kennedy arrived, the plane was moved several times, taken to a hangar, refueled, so on. Mm-hmm. And then they... Don't that's squint your eyes as if that's really suspicious. God! See, that's what I hate about this whole deal. So then they got it in position when Johnson climbed on board, and 2 hours after Kennedy was killed, he took the oath of office inside the plane. Well, this guy took these pictures and then gave them to the sixth floor museum at some point in the past, and he apologized that they weren't very good pictures, these slides that he had made and so on, and they kind of went in the bottom of a folder for many years. Well, they pulled them out, and sure enough, they were able to find a few landmarks and do some algebra and figure out exactly where the plane was sitting out on the runway there on the tarmac, and they got the precise location of the plane. Then they looked at those in photographs that were taken inside the plane and did the judgment of where exactly he was standing, and now they're going to commemorate the exact spot where he became the 117th president?
Yes, 117th. How are they going to commemorate it? By putting a big shadow of the plane or a little statue?
Well, they debated whether or not to put a plaque in the middle of the runway, because it's going to be in the middle of a new runway that's going to be out there. But they say that may undermine the integrity of the concrete.
Mm-hmm.
So instead, they're just going to put a little notch, I guess, on the side of the runway or something to this effect. But I don't understand why they don't just paint something that kind of looks like a presidential seal or just some sort of mark. Why can't they paint on the runway? I don't know if that's not allowed because it'd be distracting to a pilot or something. I don't know, but maybe. Just paint something there. Anyway, the exact location is at 96 degrees, 50 minutes, 49.85 seconds west of west longitude, 32 degrees, 50 minutes, and 42.22 seconds of north latitude. That's the exact spot where LBJ was standing.
Will you visit that spot, or is that a part of the LHO Trail of Tears? Is it so separate?
For landing planes, I guess.
No, I'll visit that spot. I'd love to see the spot where the man who ordered LHO to do it became president.
Here's our 36th president, by the way.
If you want to know who is behind the assassination of President Kennedy, all you have to do is ask yourself, who stood to gain the most?
Mm-hmm.
That's all you have to do. Don't mm-hmm. chase down witnesses. Don't test rifles and all that BS. Just ask yourself who stood to gain the most.
And then arrest LBJ.
Yeah, that's it. Case closed. See how easy this is?
That's easy.
So I'll be visiting that today. Boy, I'm going to go on a lot of... There's also a lot of secret locations I'm visiting today, which I shall not announce on the air.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Are they LHO?
LHO related. Indeed. including the apartment that he may have visited with two anti-Castro Cubans.
What were they planning?
That's a little audio hint. All right, there. Can we move away from the assassination now?
Yes,
boy,
sure.
We're in assassination intense today, aren't we? They've got a DNA profile on that serial rapist who has carried out four attacks over the last year, targeting those women who are in the Delta Sigma Theta sorority. Remember this? Mm-hmm. Told the story. These women are all in their 50s and 60s, and this dude is
going around raping them. Mm.
And then a few days after he committed one of the raps, he called the victim back and just wanted to check and see how she was doing and make sure she was doing okay.
Oh, creepy.
That's weird.
And the Plano officer, David Tilley, who's a police spokesman, said the conversation he had with the victim when he called her back was very, very, very calm and not aggressive. Why is he defending the guy so much?
Yeah.
That's weird. So they got this DNA profile of the guy. And I think they also got a picture
video
of him.
Or something?
Yeah, of him using the payphone to call.
They're going
to
get that her. Guy.
Let's hope so. Texas school districts are shifting away from their abstinence-only sex education. You know, this is the way to control teen pregnancies. You have the abstinence-only education because if you tell kids something, they'll obey you.
Sure.
If you tell them to go against their biological impulses, they'll do it. They just need an adult telling them. Well, 3 years ago, 3.6% of school districts were engaged in what's called abstinence plus instruction. That's where they advocate abstinence and teach you about contraception.
Seriously?
Yeah, but we can't call it teaching about Jimmy hats. We got to call it abstinence plus.
Those seem to be conflicting messages.
Right. But you...
It doesn't seem like a good program.
You just label it abstinence plus.
Should be one or the other.
Anyway, now around 25% of districts offer abstinence plus instruction. So we're moving in the direction away from just abstinence only programs. Good idea, bad idea, or is this something that God will eventually kill everyone on earth because Texas is moving away from the...
No, that's a good idea, and I think you can give both messages. I think you can say the best way to do it is you're young, you're not ready to deal with the consequences, you shouldn't do it, but if
keep
you
your
do,
disease stick where it belongs.
But if you do, don't word it like that, but if you do, use protection.
I agree, Georgie Allen.
All right.
And then they pull out the cucumber and show you how to roll the...
Yeah.
That's awkward, isn't it? When the horrible teacher pulls out the banana.
Yeah.
You ever seen that? And my teacher, I swear, she made it extra uncomfortable.
Pulls she out was the too into it?
Well, she's going to show you how to...
Put on the condom.
And she pulls out the banana, but then she put it in her mouth a bunch of times before she showed you...
Whatever.
It's like, you don't have to act like the whole thing. We get it. Just cut to the part where you apply the... Texas teen birth rates are the third highest in the nation.
Oops.
Well, we can get that number up, can't we? We want to be number one.
No, we
Texas
don't.
Should be number one. Repeat teen births, second highest in the nation. Percentage of teens who say they've had Gretschel Grinner Gross. So this all goes all the way up to 19?
Well, teens.
Yeah, I guess so. What percentage do you think of teens say they've had Gretschel intercourse here in Texas?
Well, if it goes up to 19, that should weight it towards more 100%. But, of course, there'll be some 13-year-olds that haven't, we hope.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I'll say 50%.
Ooh, very good. 52%. The national rate is 46%. Currently sexually active. How many teens are currently sexually active?
In the community?
Percentage, or it's like a...
Four.
Yeah, percentage.
Yeah.
No, not the number of teens.
47%.
38% are doing dirty stuff.
Don't say it like that.
That's almost 38 out of every 100 kids.
That is 38 out of every 100 kids. The national rate is 34%. All right. A&M says they're going to continue with Bonfire. You're not allowed to say the Bonfire, right?
Right.
It's continue with Bonfire. Mm-hmm. Why do they make you talk like a caveman when you're talking about this?
It's part of the deal.
It's the way Dave South wants it.
Do Aggies ever feel self-conscious that everyone else rolls their eyes at all these things you have to do, and you can't walk there, and you have to make this noise that someone make? It's like the Rocky Horror Picture Show. All these things you got to observe. Anyway, sorry, I just wanted to defend some Aggie P1s. They're going to still do Bonfire, even though they're not going to be playing Texas anymore.
Boy, this is big Thursday night. This is must-see TV, isn't it?
Yep.
Are you going to must-see it?
For a long time.
You bet.
They won't play again until they meet in a bowl game.
Ooh, are you predicting that?
Yes.
This year?
Perhaps.
One of the leaders of Student Bonfire is Travis Springer of Irving. He says, we're not going to kill a great tradition. And then you tell me if he sounds overly sensitive in this next part. Longhorn fans might think they hung the moon in college football or whatever, but we don't need them.
Oh, gosh.
I'm with you, Junior. It's a weird rivalry in which only half of it is obsessed with the other team. It's only A&M that seems really obsessed with UT. UT is just like, okay.
Oh, they hate the Aggies, too.
But it's real. It's so much more casual than the Aggie feelings about UT.
Yeah.
I never hear UT people thinking about the Aggies. Just think, oh, just look at it. They walk around like they're so great. They just think they're so great. Ex-FBI director, what's his name? Louis Free. Is it Louis or Louis?
That always puzzles me.
Because it's Louis C.K., even though it's spelled Louis.
It's King Louis.
But I think
but
this
it's
is
St. Louis.
Right. Some people say St. Louis. Anyway.
They're weirdos.
Former FBI director Louis Free was hired yesterday by Penn State University to investigate the Sandusky thing and the whole 15-year period when he was alleged to have abused boys. So Penn State, that's pretty serious. They're hiring the former head of the FBI to investigate this matter.
Hey, we never talked about the news that came out after we got off the air on Friday that Jopa has cancer, lung cancer.
Highly treatable lung cancer.
Highly treatable, they describe it as.
Mm-hmm. Is that a little suspicious?
What?
Maybe.
But they announces it?
Just that he gets it.
No, I don't think so.
Bye.
There are very powerful forces at work here. That obviously they must be powerful forces. How else would they be able to inject cancer into someone? And have access to that kind of technology.
Stop it. Now you're draining me on conspiracy theories.
Everybody's predicted that now that he's not coaching, that he'll die like within a year.
Mm-hmm.
Will this highly treatable form of lung cancer turn out to be not so treatable? And that'll bring him down.
Ooh.
And everybody's prediction will be right.
If that's true, you just have to ask yourself one question. Who stands to gain
the most?
You know, when he was leaving the field for the last time, his head went back and to the left.
That's right.
Back and to the left.
That's all you need to know. I had someone email me that yesterday, too. After I presented all these things, fingerprint analysis and ballistics, all this kind of stuff.
They had it down to one fact.
Yeah, they said two words, back and to the left. And then that was it.
Case closed.
Yeah, all that 26 volumes of war. You don't need any of that stuff. Back into the left.
Five words.
I know. Yeah, but they said two words.
Did they?
Two words, back and to the left. Addison Colby Green is a 26-year-old teacher at Shepton High School in Plano. At least he recently was a teacher at Shepton High in Plano. He is accused of sexually assaulting a teenager. The victim was not a student at Shepton High, but police were called to Methodist Regional Medical Center, where a 16-year-old boy told officers that Green had inappropriately touched him. And the victim reported to police that there was some inappropriate touching, and DNA evidence was obtained The incident allegedly happened at Green's home, and the victim told police that he'd known Green for 7 months. So Green was arrested on the campus of Shepton High last week. And he's a science teacher there, and his classes were split up after the arrest. And some people said that he was a really cool, good teacher. And we're sad to see it.
I think that the kid doesn't even go to that school, though. That's what makes it even more creepy.
All right, wait a second here.
Wait a minute.
We have a voice that most P1s are very unfamiliar with that just broke into our programming to share with P1s a sentence that I just said about 5 sentences ago. Go ahead and turn your mic off there, buddy. So, Kevin, come on the air.
Hey, Gordon.
You want to repeat your information?
Well, you said you had already said it, so I'm sorry.
You're such a jerk, Gordon.
Don't say I'm a jerk. Have I not promoted Kevin? Have I not said, hey, this guy's pretty funny. I did a weekend show with him. He was pretty good. Now he's done nothing but disappoint us ever since. But but I did promote him.
You've been killing him ever since.
Thank you. You going to get drunk this weekend, Kevin? Or this week? Later this week?
Absolutely not, Gordon. I'm sober. I don't drink.
You're sober?
Yes.
Which indicates that you may have had a problem with alcohol in the past?
No, not necessarily. I just don't drink very much that often.
Well, this is a far cry from the way you originally presented it as, I'm sober now.
Are you straight edge?
Yeah, you sound pretty straight edge to me. Well, the Dallas Police Department, Dallas County Sheriff's Department, Texas Department of Transportation, and Mothers Against Drunk Driving, they're all teaming up because they want everyone to have a safe, sober holiday season, at least while they're driving. They want you to be sober. And this program is going to remain into effect January 3rd, 2012. So they're going to crack down on drunk drivers this holiday season. How many people do you think will be driving with a few in them on Thursday?
All of them.
If somebody is sent out to go to the store to pick up some French onion dip, what percentage of those people are going to have kind of a lazy smile on their face as they're driving and eyes are a little narrow?
Tomorrow night, too. And tomorrow
as they're
night
trying to crank up Ace of Base or whatever gay songs come on the radio that they would never admit to liking while they were stone cold sober or straight edged.
Gordo's telling us the story of his Thanksgiving.
Indeed.
My birthdays?
It's Dollar Day at the Dallas Zoo, by the way, today. If you want to get all in right for only a dollar, go to the Dallas Zoo.
That sounds dangerous to me for some reason.
In other news, the woman who had her face ripped off by a chimp is doing a lot better.
That's
hey,
good.
She revealed her face yesterday, her new face.
Well, she revealed it, I thought, on Oprah. Or did she reveal her chimp face on Oprah?
Yeah,
I think she revealed
it was her
the chimp face. Yeah.
This is her new face.
They say she looks pretty good. She said that she had a kid actually say hi to her the other day, which before
they wouldn't look at her.
When she looked like Mason Verger, which is the fourth time he's been referenced in as many days.
Yeah, here she is.
How's she look? Hot?
She looked like Sissy Spacek before the attack, and then there's her new face on the right.
Okay.
You know.
Yeah. Something.
I mean,
is
really?
Larry Flint going to make an offer? I'm interested. I'll look at it. She also had her hands ripped off by a chimp. By the way, I should clarify, this didn't happen at the Dallas Zoo.
Right.
Chimp attack.
On Dollar Day.
Jeez.
It just sounds like on Dollar Day, it just sounds like they can't afford enough security to maintain the place.
They don't let the animals run free. They're still in cages.
Kids are out of school this week. They're giving you a price break. That's all it is.
The cages, the doors are only kind of half shut.
Yeah, right.
They haven't been just pulled to.
Total chaos.
Not that hard.
Right,
don't do that to our good friends at the Dallas Zoo. Head out to the Dallas Zoo today. All right. And by the way, Robin Gibb battling liver cancer.
Hmm.
Bee Gees curse?
Obviously.
Comedian director Terry Gilliam is 71.
Greatness.
From Monty Python, the only American Python. Guitarist, actor, and Ticket's own Little Steven is 61 years of age.
Had to listen to the Ticket Time Wasters rehearse once.
Yeah, and as soon as I started playing Glory Days, he made a beeline out of there. Jamie Lee Curtis is 53.
Leave her alone. Keep going.
Genetically a man.
Right.
But in female form.
Or not.
Happy birthday to him.
Mariel Hemingway is 50.
Mm-hmm.
ScarJo is 27.
Wow.
Scarlett Johansson.
She's a good.
I got to tell you, she does it for me. Does the Hardline dismiss her, or are they okay with her?
I think they like her.
Ranger pitcher Joe Nathan is 37.
The newest Ranger.
Yes. Wow. Tickets own Boris Becker, 44.
Greatness.
Billie Jean King, he turned 68 today.
She was greatness.
She,
both ways.
Really?
Yep.
Confirmed.
Oh, yeah.
Confirmed, Giorgio?
I guess.
Yeah, in her book. I mean, they did an interview with her lover and her husband.
At the same time?
It was the same show.
That had to have been awkward for him.
Mm-hmm. Bisexual.
Yeah, we understand, Norm. We got the concept, and you're up to date.
All right, that's Muse 734 on the ticket. Coming up next, more.